Hello everyone, welcome to 10 Today, broadcast number 4. This is a short 10-minute physical activity routine which will get you moving and stretching. It's great for your health, including improving your balance and building up your strength. Just take it at your own pace, there are plenty of options. If the exercise feels too much, just take it easy and have a break. All the exercises can be done either stood up or sitting down, so just do whatever feels good for you today. We want you to do all this exercise safely. You're responsible for monitoring how you feel throughout the sessions. If you feel any discomfort or pain, for example, if you feel unwell or dizzy or experience palpitations, then please stop and seek medical advice. By taking part, you agree to our terms and conditions. Please read our terms and conditions at www.10today.co.uk. Please remember, you agree to take part at your own risk. If remaining seated, at least to begin with, it would be ideal if you could use a hard chair that you could sit upright in, which could be a dining chair, preferably without arms, which can get in the way of some exercises. With your feet flat on the floor, if you are stood up, just step your feet hip-width apart, relax your shoulders, and stand up nice and tall. Take a couple of deep breaths. If you're sitting down, place both feet firmly on the floor, keep your back straight, relax your shoulders, and take a couple of deep breaths. In and out, in and out. So first we have lift and lower. Please remember all the movements can be achieved whether you're sitting or standing. Raise both your arms straight up together with your palms up. Now raise up on your toes and lower your toes back down, bringing your arms down at the same time. Then bend over gently without straining your back. And with your arms and legs straight if standing, or feet flat on the floor with your knees bent if sitting, swing your arms from side to side twice and come back up to stand or sit straight and take a breath. Now we are going to repeat that routine. So raise both arms straight up together with palms up, raise up on your toes, then lower your toes back down, bringing your arms down at the same time. Then lean over gently, keeping legs and arms straight if standing, and feet flat on the floor, knees bent if sitting. And swing both arms from left to right twice, and return to a standing position. So keep going, lifting up and down. Then bending over and swinging. Great work, everyone. This is a nice one just to get all those muscles nice and warm. Next up is straight out. So for this one, if you're standing, you might want to make sure you are near a chair for balance. And whether you're sitting or standing, please do not raise legs higher than hip level. Keeping your left leg soft, bend your right leg, and lift your knee level to hip height. Now gently stretch out your right leg as straight as you can without straining. Then bend knee again and return your foot to the start position. Now do the same on the other side, bending your left leg and lifting your knee level to hip height. Now stretch out your left leg as straight as you can without straining. Then bend your knee again and return to the start position. Keep doing this on alternate legs, lifting knee up to hip height, stretching leg out and returning to the start position. This is a great one for working out those legs. The next one is called crunch for core. Bend your right arm and bring your right elbow towards your left knee, lifting the knee to reach your elbow. You should feel a nice crunch on your core, then release back down. If you are sitting and find it harder to lift the knee, bend your back and lean into it, or if that is uncomfortable, then you can tap your knee with your hand instead. Now do the same on the other side. So bend your left arm and bring your left elbow towards your right knee, or tap your hand on your knee and release. Whichever variation you are doing, you should feel that crunch in your core. Keep going on alternate sides. Just a few more now. This is a great workout for your tummy. We should all be feeling nice and warm now. The next one is called out and over. If you are standing, I recommend that you are near something that you can hold on to for balance, like a chair. So raise your right leg out straight in front of you. Then keep your leg straight and move it gently to the right side until you feel that nice stretch on the top of your leg. Then move it back to the centre and back down. Repeat this on the same leg. So raise your right leg out straight in front of you. Then keep your leg straight and gently move it to the right side, feeling that nice stretch. Then move your leg back down to the centre and back down. So raise straight out, to the side, back straight and back down. And again, do that a couple of more times. This is really good for your hips, tummy and thighs. Now we are going to do the same thing on your left leg. So you raise your left leg out and straight, then gently move it to the left side until you feel that nice stretch in the top of your leg. Then move it back to the centre and back down. Remembering to keep that leg straight. So up, to the side, back straight and back down. A couple more times on this side now. Great work, everyone. Next up is full circle. Stand up nice and tall and keep your back straight. Raise both arms straight up above your head, then sweep them round to the right, making one big circle all the way back up to the top. And keep swinging, one big circle to the right, just a couple more in this direction. Now lower your hands, relax your shoulders and take a breath. Good work. Now we're going to do exactly the same, but in the opposite direction. So keep making those nice big circles. It's a great workout for your shoulders, this one. Now we have push up to moon. So keep your legs nice and soft. And if you're sitting, keep your feet nice and firmly on the ground. Bend your arms so both hands are at chest height. Then push both your hands together up into the air to your right, like you're pushing up on the moon. Then sweep your hands back down in front of your tummy and to the left, pushing both your hands up into the air again on your left. And now keep going. So just making a nice big U with your hands, pushing up the moon on either side. Just a couple more now. Really nice movement, this one. Next up is Slowly Does It. These are slightly different if you're sitting or standing. So if you're standing, keep your back straight, bend your knees slightly to your halfway point and hold. Then bend your knees all the way down to your lowest point and hold. And then straighten up your legs again. Remember to keep your feet facing forward and try not to let your knees move in front of your toes. So if you're just moving halfway, holding, moving down to your lowest point, holding, then coming back up, keep going. If you are sitting, just straighten out your right leg in front of you and hold briefly, feeling that nice stretch down your leg. Then return your foot to the floor and repeat on the other side. Whichever variation you're doing, you're working your legs. If you're standing, you're also working your bottom. Okay, so keep going. Always remembering, keep your back straight. So for those standing, bending knees down to your halfway point and hold. Then down to your lowest point, then hold, and then up. And sitting, raising your alternate legs and holding briefly. Good job, everyone. Next up is swing back. If you are standing, keep your legs straight. If you are sitting, keep your feet flat on the floor. Bend your arms so both hands are at chest height Then straighten out your right arm and gently swing it back so you feel a nice rotation in your back. Looking towards your right hand, just take it as far as you feel comfortable. Then return to the center and straighten out your left arm and gently swing it back, looking towards your left side. And repeat. Keep your feet and hips facing forward, so you're just moving side to side, swinging your arms back nice and gently, feeling your back rotate as you move side to side. Just a couple more now. This is a great one for trunk rotation. Our last exercise today is Strike of the Cobra, a wee bit of martial arts. So if you're standing or sitting, keep your back straight and maintain a good stance. Clench your fists at chest height like you're a boxer. Then with your right hand, punch arms straight out and return. Then punch upwards towards the left-hand corner of the ceiling so your arm crosses over your body and return. Now do the same with the left hand. So punching straight forward, then punching upwards across the body towards the right, and keep going. Really think about how your muscles are responding here, making the punches slow and controlled. Just a couple more now. Good job. Now we really should be feeling warm. If you're a little out of breath, that's a good thing. Means you've been working. If you're not a little out of breath, can you work a little harder next time? Anyway, nearly finished. We'll just finish off with a nice stretch and a cool down. So we're going to start with a hamstring stretch. So step forward with your right foot, placing your foot out in front of you with your foot flat on the floor. Then bend your left leg and put your hands on your hips and just lean forward gently. Whether you're sitting or standing, you should feel a nice stretch down the back of leg. Hold for 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Then return a stood up position and swap your legs. So this time step forward with your left foot, placing your foot in front of you with your foot flat on the floor. Then bend your right leg and just lean forward gently. Again, feeling that nice long stretch. Hold for 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And the final stretch, hugging a tree. Just hold your arms out in front of you, just like you are hugging a tree, directly in front of you. And your arms, they form a nice circle in front of you. And then cup your hands, putting one hand in front of the other and push your hands together, feeling that nice stretch across your shoulders and arms. Hold for 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And return to that nice relaxed posture that we had at the beginning. Brilliant. So that was all the exercises. We hope you enjoyed them. Just to finish off, shake it out. So just shake those arms and hands, then legs and feet. Great work, everyone. Doing 10 today, just 3 times a week, can have great health benefits. It's fun, and you'll simply feel better. So keep going. If you'd like to watch any of these exercises, you can also watch videos of the broadcast on our website, 10today.co.uk. 10 Today is a Big Lottery and Sport England funded project. Thank you for listening.